Welcome everybody to the Recruiting Limo, coming to you live and on air. And boy, we got a special one for you today. But first, let's give love to our sponsors. That is Arden's Burger and Grill in Central South Carolina. Make sure you go by and see Donnie and Angie and ask them about those double dip wings. Something you can't get nowhere else. They are the best things you ever put in your mouth. You will have to see a dentist from where your tongue is knocked out your teeth to get to them. I'm telling you, there's some of the best stuff you ever had. That is Donnie and Angie at Arden's Burger and Grill in Central South Carolina. Also, don't forget about Upstate Physical Therapy. As a patient, I can tell you they are the best in this area. They will take care of you. All right, folks, the limo is pulling up. And, of course, we got the new, brand new Lamborghini limo pulling up and stepping out. Holy cow, he's dressed to the T. He is a class of 2026, 6'3", 283 pounds, offensive lineman. He's a guard or tackle from Don Bosco Prep in Ramsey, New Jersey, with a 3.7 GPA. Let's welcome Joseph Russo. How's it going, Joseph?
How's it going?
Hey, man, you dressed to the T when you come up in here, didn't you?
Yes, man, you know how it is.
That's right. Exactly. Hey, first off, thank you for joining the show, and tell everybody a little bit about you.
So my name is Joseph Russo. Obviously, I play offensive line at Don Bosco. Grew up in Orangeburg, New York, where I currently reside. And, you know, kind of a small town hero, hometown hero. None of the kids from my spot really make it out to anywhere big for sports, at least. So I think it's kind of really cool for me to, you know, be at this level. You know, it's kind of influential for the kids that I know, my friends back at home. So this is kind of, you know, something I keep in the back of my head.
Exactly. And all it takes is just that one to get more exposure to your school and then to that area, too.
Of course, yeah.
Cool. Well, as a recruit, what are a few things that you've enjoyed about the recruiting process and a few things maybe you haven't enjoyed so far? I mean, I know you're early into it, but still, based on what I've seen, I mean, you're definitely seeing a lot of camps and stuff.
Yeah, so, you know, the main things that I like about recruiting and the whole process is that obviously I like to travel. I like to get out there. I like to visit, you know, see the coaches, get on campus, kind of, you know, explore the area, you know, see if I got a good feel for the area, see if I like, you know, the temperature, the how the practices run, how the coaches treat their players, et cetera. You know, it's a really, you all got to look at it. You have to look at it from all perspectives, right? And, you know, I always like, you know, the atmosphere. So yeah. If I'm talking to a coach and the coach is kind of, you know, kind of dazing off, or he's not talking to me with enough with as much authority as I would expect, you know, a good head coach to be talking with, then I'm not really going to expect that coach to lead his team to, you know, potentially a college playoff run.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, and then, you know, the negatives about the recruiting process is, again, the traveling. Sometimes these colleges, I mean, we just went to Penn State, 4-hour drive there and back, you know, gets a little tiring sitting in the trunk of the car. But, yeah, I mean, it's not anything. Yeah, it's not anything crazy, though. We drove farther for other things. But, you know, the traveling is always just a pain in the backside. And,
yeah,
I mean, that's really it. I mean, you look at, you know, the guys that, you know, put all the work in, you watch them play, and you're like, I want to be with them one day. I want to work where they're working. So it's,
yeah,
like you really get there and you kind of, you know, you kind of just absorb everything. So like when I was at Penn State, we were watching live reps, like me and the other recruits, and they pulled me aside for a second, but I didn't hear them for the first, they called my name in like 5-10 seconds. I was just so like absorbed and just so observant of like the plays and like how everyone was like moving and how the coaches were like reacting to it. I was just locked in. So I turned my head and I heard them like calling my name and ushering me over. I'm like, oh shoot! So you know, so I went over there and yeah, that's kind of just how I feel about the whole recruiting process.
All right. Well, hey, just quickly, what are you looking for in a dream school? I mean, we don't ask what schools you're wanting to go to and stuff like that, but just what are you looking for in a dream school that you want to go to?
Okay, so a dream school, you know, you got to have a good academic program.
Yep.
you know, you can't be just a football heavy school or, you know, a sport heavy school, because academics always has to be first. You have to emphasize the student athlete. That's how my mom teaches me. So I'm very into that. You know, you obviously got to have a good football program as well. You can't just be all academics, no sports, or all sports, no academics. It has to be a good balance of the two. You know, the financial has to be there. You can't have, like, $600,000 a year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's kind of absurd. Has to be reasonable price. Obviously, I'm hoping to get there on full ride scholarship. So, hopefully, I shouldn't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
But, honestly, it's... You know, you have to look at the good professors, the good ratings, because you have to make sure you have people that are likable, you know, that you appreciate, that can teach you and really educate you. You have to have good ratings from the coaches, et cetera. And, you know, that's just really what I'm looking for.
Cool. Now, what other hobbies do you have other than football, of course?
I mean, hobbies. You know, I love to sleep.
There you go.
I love to sleep. You know, big lineman, I love to sleep. You know, eat my pancakes, take a nice nap. You know, I like swimming. You know, I'll take a dip in the pool. Play basketball a couple times. God forbid I play basketball again, though. I can't shoot the ball. But, you know, obviously I like lifting weights, getting in the gym, just kind of feeling everything out, staying in shape.
Now, one thing I want to ask you, because I find out a lot of offensive linemen that I've done interviews with, they love to cook. Is that something you like to do also?
Oh, I actually can't cook.
Oh, okay.
Yes, my mom. It's all my mom. she'll teach me eventually, though. I'll find a way to get to the secret. Like the SpongeBob secret recipe.
There you go. What other traits do you look for in an ideal coach? I mean, we all see all the top coaches, but when you go to a college, do you look at as in, hey, I really want to play for this coach?
Well, obviously the coach has to have, you know, two different sides. The coach has to be able to talk to you as if it's a person, and the coach has to be able to talk to you as if they're a coach.
Yeah.
Right? So you have to have the friend part of the coach, the part of the coach that's off the field that you can really relate to. If you have gone through something, that you could talk to them and they'll work you through it. And, you know, they'll be really, you know, they'll work to your senses and just kind of walk you through it, right?
Yeah.
And then you have the guy, like the coach that has to work you, that has to really be on you on the field and just really get down to the point of, if you're not working this hard, then I'm not going to let you play because you're not working to the caliber that everyone else is working. And there's always a guy that wants your spot. So if my coach isn't willing to bench someone that maybe he likes a little bit or that he has a favorite of, or someone that really just wants it and is absolutely just dog, then I don't want to be there because that coach is just, you know, has a lot of favorites and that's like, you know, that's kind of a bad sign.
Yeah. I can completely understand that. What heroes or role models do you have in your life that have impacted your recruitment so far? I mean, I know, you, like I said, you're early in it, but there's still, you know, so many people that reach out to help you.
Yeah, I mean, gotta start with my father.
Yeah.
Father, you know, he kind of put me on the map. He sets up all this stuff. He gets all these things going. He gets the ball rolling for me. You know, it's kind of really gets my eyes straight. You know, my mom as well. My mom keeps me in check with the academics.
Yeah.
Keeps me with the tight grades. My coaches, gotta shout out my coach, Coach Sabella, Coach Tank, all of them.
There you go.
Great guys, you know. They push me to like really move myself every day. And, you know, honestly, my little brother as well.
There you go.
Yeah, my little brother, you know, he's kind of my teammate in life, you know. So he looks to me for things and I have to try and really push him. And, you know, also speaking of my new coaches as well as my old coaches, all the coaches that have supported me and been able to elevate me to the level that I'm at today, is like, it really sticks with me. So, you know,
I hear you.
Yeah,
I like that answer. I really do. Now, name a player you mold your game style around when you play. You know, is there somebody? It can be your team now, or it could be college, could be pros. Just, you know, who do you look to try to game style around?
Now, you know, that's a really good question because I study the game. You know, I love watching my people, my O-line stuff. But if I had to pick a good few, you know, I love how Larry Allen plays. You know, Cowboys legend, always, you know, just people rushing the ball head first. Just if you're in front of him, you better get out the way because he's coming for you, right? You know, another guy I love to look at is, you know, Teron Armstead, Trent Williams, you know, all the greats. But then you look at a guy like, you know, Anthony Munoz. You know, I love to watch Anthony Munoz play.
Oh, yeah.
He's very calm with it, and he's very, like, he lets the defense work at his pace, if that makes sense. Like,
he doesn't
let the defense outwork him. He always lets the defense, or he always lets himself outwork the defense because the defense isn't allowed to work since he's just always there. The DN tries to go inside, he's stepping inside, goes outside, he's always outside. If he's running the ball, you know Anthony Munoz going straight downfield. He's driving 30, 40 yards.
Exactly.
The whistle blows, you know? And, you know, that's the common trait with all of them. The whistle, they go until the whistle blows. So, you know, that's just kind of my main motive, you know? Just head first, just get to the ball, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I want to tell you, Joseph, I really do appreciate you coming and doing this interview with us before we get to our last questions. And just good luck to you in your career. And my final question is this. Is there anything you would like to tell other student athletes that may be going through this recruitment process or fixing to get into it that would maybe help them in the future?
Well, you know, I said this before earlier. You have to emphasize the student and the student athlete, right? You have to maintain your grades before you maintain your athletic ability.
Yep.
You know, there are kids that, you know, they put all their life and they put all their blood, sweat, and tears into, you know, the field. And you're working their butt off, and then you get in the classroom, it's a 2.2 GPA, there's no one that's going to look at you for that. I'm sorry. So,
yeah,
you have to, you know, maintain at least, you know, a 3.3, a 3.4, if that's what you can do, if not higher, right? And then you have to make sure that you're putting in the hours, you have to make sure you're getting in the gym, getting on the field, you know, getting that weights up.
Yep.
And just, you know, just staying overall balanced. And, you know, that's not the only part. You have to also maintain your mental health and your life. So you have to eat good food, read some books, listen to music if you need to, like, play games, board games, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you always got to, you know, keep your head up and never fall. So you never want to get to the ground. You never want to hit your knees when you're falling. You always want to either land straight down and get back up, or don't fall at all. So, you know, when you're on your knees, you're in a vulnerable state, like a vulnerable state. So you can never be on your knees. You always have to be completely on the ground, because then you can crawl, you can get back to the ball, you can get back to wherever you were, just that, or you don't fall in the first place, and you just keep pounding forward. So that's my message.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on, Joseph, and this has been the Recruiting Limo, part of the DeFanboys Network and Greenville Sports Media. Thank you for joining us. This has been Jay and Joseph. See you next week. Mm-hmm.